Shadow by Karen Alvtegen. Read by Sophie Ward. Chapter 1. When you hear the tone, ding-a-ling, it means it's time to turn the page. Now we'll begin. The voice on the tape had changed. It sounded almost like a man now, although he knew it was a lady. Once again, he opened the Bambi book to the first page and listened to the story on the tape player. He knew it by heart. He had known it for a long time, but today he'd listened so many times that the lady's voice was beginning to turn dark. It had begun to grow dark around him as well. Not as many mamas and papas with kids and balloons were coming by anymore. He was hungry. The buns he'd been given were all eaten up, and the juice had made him want to pee, but she had told him that he should stay here, so he didn't dare move. He was used to waiting, but he really had to pee now, and if she didn't come and collect him soon, he might wet himself. He didn't want Mama to get that look, the one that made him hurt and sometimes made her leave him alone in the dark. He put his hand on the sore spot he'd got yesterday when he didn't want to go with her. Her eyes had turned so angry, and she'd told him he was being naughty, and then his back had hurt. She wanted to go to that house so often. First take the bus, and then the long walk. Sometimes she stayed with him out there, but sometimes she was gone for a long time, and he wasn't allowed to bother her. There was a strange house of glass in the garden, where it was rather fun to play, but not all the time, and never alone.